Dude is entertaining.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, so we might have to have like an HR meeting after this conversation. Kyle from Melissa and Austin, producer of the morning show, did something last night. Did something at the Kelsey Ballerini show that Austin and I thought was so offensive, like so disrespectful. And we couldn't believe that him, who usually the nicest human of all time, we couldn't believe he did this. So let me ask you this. If you have a basket of, let's say, French fries, okay?
Okay.
And you aren't finishing them all, and you're with a group of people, and you're walking by a garbage can, would you throw them out, or would you offer them to the people in your group?
Oh, I would definitely offer it to the people in my group first.
That's what we were thinking he should have done. And he was like, it was only 10 fries, but we were walking by, and Austin and I didn't get food because we weren't that hungry. But fries, you don't have to be hungry to eat fries, right? Like,
they just squeeze through,
Right. It doesn't matter. And so he's got this basket of fries, and he walks by and just right in front of us throws the whole basket into the garbage can. Might be the most offensive thing. Instantly, Austin and I were like, whoa. And he's like, what? You just threw out a whole basket of fries in front of us. He's like, there's only 10 left. I'm like, that's 5 fries each.
Exactly. That's all you needed.
So offensive.
Did he feel bad afterwards?
No, he died on that hill. He said, no. He's like, there wasn't even that much. It doesn't matter. It's not, they were my fries. I don't know if there's anybody that would ever agree with him on this.
No, not me for sure.
No. Let me ask you this. Do you think he owes us fries now?
Well,
say yes.
No.
Say yes.
He owes you 5 French fries each.
That's right. Actually, it should probably charge interest. So earlier in the show, we decided that that's a fireable offense. So we're going to call my boss right now and see if we can fire him. Hopefully we get the green light for this. See if we can get this taken care of.
Hello?
Hey, it's Scotty. You're on the radio. Don't swear at me, okay? I have a quick question. Can we fire Kyle?
I'm sure.
We've been talking about this, and you do you remember the most disrespectful thing he did you last night at Kelsey Ballerini? Like the most offensive thing?
I was about to say today or whatever. Which disrespectful thing?
So we were talking about how, you remember he had a basket of fries?
Oh, yes. Very disrespectful.
Yeah, it's the most offensive thing. So he had this basket of fries, and right in front of Austin and I, he just threw them away and insisted that it was no big deal and didn't offer them to anybody. And
very rude.
Yes, and so we talked about it earlier on the show, and multiple people agreed that that is a fireable offense. So I figured we'd call you, and can we fire Kyle?
I mean, they do play that game. One's got to go.
One's got to go. Kyle's got to go. Got it. Okay, that's all I needed.
Yep.
All right, I'll call Kyle and let him know, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to call Kyle and we're going to fire him live on the air next on US 99. It's going down. This is the right number.
Hello.
Hey, Kyle. It's Scotty.
Hey, Scotty. What's up?
Hey, don't swear. You're on the radio. I just talked to Marcy. And and we had talked about something you did last night, and she said it was okay for me to call and fire you. So everybody that's listening kind of agreed that what you did last night was the most offensive thing you could have done as a human being. And it was just rude. It was disrespectful. It was wasteful to be that too. But you threw that basket of fries away right in front of our face.
This is such an exaggerated story, and I'm going to guess.
Look at you gaslighting me.
No, you're gaslighting me, because what had happened was that, I eat my food that I paid for, by the way, offered you guys some, which you guys took, all fair. There were maybe 10 fries left.
Kyle, we talked about this. That's 5 fries each.
Could there have been a negotiation? Yes. But is it a fireable offense? Absolutely not.
I already talked to Marcy. I got it all. It's all recorded. I got it all. She said yes. She agreed. So
ridiculous.
I told her, I was like, don't worry, I'll call. I'll give you the news. So,
man,
enjoy your fries because you won't be able to afford any more fries, Kyle.
Can I go back to the United Center and pick some out?
Well, I don't want garbage can French fries, but I will say this. I will negotiate. If you want to provide some French fries with some interest, more than 10 fries.
What is the superior fry that you would take in this negotiation?
You know, I'll take most anything. I mean, McDonald's fries are great. The Chick-fil-A waffle fries are pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Portillo's fries are up there. Any fry will do. So,
perfect. Scotty, I know the day that we often see each other more often now is Wednesday, and I will make you a promise right here to make sure that I still have a job, because obviously if I'm getting fired, I have to get 2 weeks. I will get you fries by Wednesday this week.
You don't get 2 weeks when you're fired. You give 2 week notice when you quit. Have you ever been fired before? I think this has been a good negotiation. As long as you follow through on your end, there will be no further disciplinary action taken. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
See you next Wednesday. Fries! Bye.